All right, Victoria Duffield, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fabulous.
Now, I understand this is your first Canadian Music Week. What's the experience been like for you so far?
It's been really cool. I mean, it's been great meeting a bunch of different people. I have a performance tomorrow, so I'm very excited about that. So, I mean, it's just great being surrounded by all these people from the industry. So much to learn.
How old were you when you decided that performing music was something you wanted to do as a career?
I've always really been interested in the entertainment industry. I mean, performing's always been my passion. I started dance when I was 2, and I mean, at 2 years old, you're probably not like, this is what I want to do. But it's just, it's always been something I've worked hard at and loved. So it's always been something I've really wanted to do, and I've always taken seriously.
How do you fit time for schoolwork in your busy schedule?
It's difficult. It's, you know, finding the time for everything. I work very hard at school too, so it's important to me as well. It's, you know, finding those times late at night when I should be sleeping, but, you know, got to fit everything in.
How much school do you have left?
I'm in grade 11, so I have last couple months of semester 2 and then a whole nother year after that.
And then you'll be all done.
That's right.
So you came to national attention on YTV's The Next Star. Tell us about that experience. And I'm actually kind of curious if the final product we see on TV is close to what actually happens.
Well, the show was definitely a great stepping stone for my career. It allowed me to get national exposure across the country, you know, to open myself up to so many fans. And I mean, it was awesome that way and great meeting so many people. And it was such a fun experience. It was definitely the top 6. We all got along just like it looked like on TV. That was real. We're like a family. So that was so great. We were so happy for Diego when he won. And I took the experience as, you know, this is one step and let me take my career, you know, another step further.
Were you expecting Shut Up and Dance to be as big a hit as it was?
No, I wasn't. I mean, being a new artist, first single, I never would have guessed that it would have gone this far. And I'm so thrilled that so many people, you know, took it up and it was able to, get played so much on the radio and go platinum. I'm thrilled and absolutely, I was surprised. I will say I was surprised.
You co-write much of your music. What, in your opinion, are the secrets to writing a good pop song?
Well, pop songs are definitely, they're tricky to write. You know, because the people who are listening to them, there's got to be something about them that makes it catchy. It really all depends. It just either on the vibe or the chorus. It just has to feel right. Once the chorus feels right, it's something about it. Something about the groove.
How old are you when you wrote your first song?
I was in grade 9. What would that be? 14?
Yeah.
15? Yeah.
Excellent. So you dance pretty hard in your music videos. How do you actually maintain that stamina when you're performing those dance moves and those songs live?
Yes. It's a lot of practice, lots of hard work. Each song you have to build up its own specific stamina, and I've done it for many, many years practicing. I mean, obviously all the time practicing in my basement. So it's all about stamina.
Who are your biggest musical influences?
Well, I really look up to artists who have the full performance value with the singing and the dancing. I gravitate to that. I just think that's the full entertaining package. So a big influence of mine growing up was Britney Spears. Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson. Just those people that have that full package. Just a real entertainer.
I'm assuming those are the same types of people you'd like to maybe open up for one day?
Oh my gosh, that would be incredible.
Excellent. What is your favorite way to interact with your fans?
Well, it's great now with social media, just being able to interact on Twitter and all that stuff. But my favorite part is meeting them person to person. So after a show or before a show, being able to talk to them and have their input on the show and just getting to see their reaction. I really like meeting my fans face to face and showing them that, you know, there really isn't a big distance in between us. I'm not as cool as you think.
What advice would you give to other young women and girls who want to pursue a similar career path?
I mean, my advice would be to work hard, and you just never know how close you're going to be. There's this comic thing I saw one time, of this people like going through a gold mine, and you can see from far away, like this one guy's working hard and he's far away, and this one guy has now turned around and he's given up, but he was just like one pick away from hitting the gold. So, I mean, you just never know when, you know, the next step is going to take you to where you want to go. So don't be afraid to work hard, because it can definitely happen for you.
What's next on the horizon for you?
Well, I've been doing lots of other writing and recording. So my second single, Feel, is out. My third single will be out in the next couple months. And then working together and putting together an EP. And then lots of performing.
It must be different for an artist nowadays that, I mean, you don't have to release a full album on CD. You can just release single by single on iTunes. Is that help your career at all?
Well, I think definitely starting out, it's a great way to get people to know who you are, get used to you as an artist and what you're all about. I mean, singles are what everyone kind of wants to listen to anyway. So I think it's a great way to get music out there and make sure people, you know, are liking what they see. I mean, growing up, it's always like, oh, I want to have an album. Yeah. So I know that'll definitely come. But starting off like this, I think, is a perfect way to introduce myself to Canada.
Victoria Duffield, Canadian Music Week. Enjoy the rest of your experience here.
Thank you so much. You too.